This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Off the ball.
GAA. A fantastic role, Matt Duallos. And for us as young people coming in, the Lee McCarthy wasn't coming in them first couple of years, but the O'Duffy Cup was there every year.
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Monday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, reaction to the end of Ireland's Grand Slam ambitions as Scotland makes some minor alterations for Super Saturday. France call up a monster star ahead of their showdown with England, and Warren Gatland gives his assessment of Italy as they stare into the abyss of the wooden spoon. First up today, there will be no Grand Slam for Ireland after their 23-22 loss to England at Twickenham on Saturday. Defeat leaves Ireland needing to avoid defeat against Scotland this coming weekend to secure back-to-back championships for the first time since 2015. Defeat, though, could open the door for England to snatch the trophy away from Andy Farrell's side. After that disappointing loss at Twickenham, Hugo Keenan spoke to Off the Ball's Owen Sheehan.
Hugo, it was a pretty chaotic opening quarter to the game. Obviously, Calvin picking up that injury earlier on and you having to shift position. Can you talk us through what happened in that period of the game and I guess your memories of that?
Yeah, it's never the ideal start, but I don't think we can make excuses. I think we were all prepped for an injury in any position, so we had a plan, and I don't think that was the reason for any of the loss or for the loss or the disappointing performance. It's obviously hugely disappointing for Calvin. He's a great player. He's had a great Six Nations. He stepped up well, so he was a loss for us. But Frawls is well capable. I was put on the wing, and even Jemison was able to do a job on the wing as well. So, it's not the ideal start, but we can't make excuses for that. And
when Frawley comes on, do you realise then that there is no one else other than a scrum half on the bench to come on? Does it ratchet up the pressure just a little bit when you realise you got to play a huge amount of this game with no more, I guess, backup coming off the bench, so to speak?
I don't think so. I think we have to have faith in our bench, faith with the 6-2 split that we've gone for, and these things happen in rugby, and we've got players more than capable stepping up and performing in many positions. So I was fully back in Frawley, fully back in Jemison, and I think they did a good job, and it wasn't ideal, but I don't think that was the reason for the loss or an excuse we can make for ourselves.
It's the brutality of sport that if they don't score that late drop goal, we're talking about two phenomenal Ireland tries and Ireland managing to pick the lock in that England defence. It was an impressive English defensive showing, though. What was your experience being in there and trying to figure that out in game?
Yeah, they're obviously looking to put us under pressure with that huge line speed. We've had the same in Leinster ourselves with Nienaber in with us, and it takes a small bit of time to adapt to it, and they're getting better and better at it. They're getting more cohesive, so it's tough to play against, but at the same time we knew it was coming. We were preparing for it, and I think we'll probably look back on Sunday and Monday and probably feel that we could have exposed them a few more times, and I think that the opportunities were there for us. We probably could have just been a bit more clinical.
How significant was it being down a man for that period as well?
They're always, I suppose, big moments, and it's always tough to lose your captain to the bin, but again, like, it's an 80 minute game. You can't really put it down to just those 10 minutes. I think we might have to look on how we dealt with it, how we need to tweak a few things, but sort of hard reviewing it first thing straight after a game, but it'll definitely be something we'll look into over the next coming days.
And speaking on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast, Alan Quinlan outlined the areas that cost Ireland dear on Saturday.
People see Ireland as where they're at the moment. You know, New Zealand brought that wave of emotion and aggression for constant 80 minutes. It was a mammoth effort out of them physically, mentally, emotionally, and we lost. England brought it for 80 minutes on Saturday and we lost. So there's a problem here in the sense of psychologically, we're lacking a little bit of leadership, we're lacking some bit of control, we're lacking good decision making, we're lacking clarity, whatever the case may be. And these are two big games that Ireland have lost. And, you know, Ireland are a brilliant team and we're something we're not used to. Like, so I think people on the outside are trying to create this narrative that we're suddenly, you know, way ahead of ourselves. We're having great joy out of this Irish team and they're playing superb and they have been. They've 17 tries scored in four games. England have 9 tries scored in four games. So
there's no doubt.
It's not as if we're kind of the numbers don't add up here.
Okay.
But ultimately, that is sport and Ireland were poor and they deserve criticism for what they did on Saturday.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. Scotland have added Glasgow back row Ali Miller to their squad for Saturday's Six Nations decider with Ireland. He takes the place of Hamish Watson. Glenn Young and Jamie Batty are also out of that game at the Aviva, with Max Williamson and Alex Samuel invited to train with the rest of the squad this week. Munster congratulated Antoine Frisch on his maiden France call-up last night, despite it meaning he's likely on borrowed time now at the province. Born and raised in France, the centre qualifies for Ireland through a Dublin-born grandmother. Frisch did appear to be heading for senior Ireland recognition when he was included on the Emerging Ireland Tour of South Africa in 2022. That squad has produced senior internationals like Calvin Nash, Joe McCarthy, Kieran Frawley, Jack Crowley and Cian Prendergast. However, the form of the likes of Gary Ringrose, Robbie Henshaw, Bundyaki and Stuart McCloskey have clogged Frisch's route to senior honours. A French cap would move the 27-year-old into the non-Irish qualified category at Munster, in a similar vein to that of Jean Klein. Frisch replaces Pierre-Louis Barassi in the France squad for their final Six Nations fixture with England. Uncapped Newcastle back rower Guy Pepper is called into the England squad for that clash in Lyon, replacing Chandler Cunningham-South, who was injured minutes after his introduction against Ireland. And finally, a first wooden spoon in 21 years is staring Wales in the face after yesterday's capitulation against France. They conceded 3 tries and a penalty inside the final 16 minutes of a 45-24 loss to France in Cardiff. Warren Gatland's side welcome Italy to the Principality this Saturday in a wooden spoon decider. The Wales head coach has been impressed by what he's seen from the Azzurri this year, particularly in their win over Scotland.
I thought it was good, good performance from Italy. Good for the tournament as well. I think, you know, having teams and being under pressure and having a lot of jeopardy, I think it creates excitement. I thought they're a team at the moment that sort of they hang in there, and then when they do get opportunities, they've been good at taking them and keeping the scoreboard ticking over. I think physically they look like they're in pretty good shape in terms of competing at this level, and you know, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, and it's going to be massive for them because they'll be thinking that they can finish their best possible position in the Six Nations with a good performance next week. And for us, you know, we definitely don't want to finish at the bottom, and we want to make sure we come away with a win. So it becomes pretty important for us.
Warren Gatland there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richard McCormack, and I'll have more Rugby Daily for you with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.